With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 4 days later, and police continue the hunt for the Brown University gunman. The public being urged to take a look at the latest, clearer images of the suspect they seek. Facing two counts of first-degree murder, Nick Reiner may be making his first court appearance later in the day today. President Trump continues to tighten the screws on Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. In a social media post, Trump alleges the government of Nicolas Maduro is using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes, saying Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. Trump vowed it will only get bigger until the country gives the U.S. oil, land, and assets he maintains they previously stole from us. Venezuela's government has accused Trump of violating international law, free trade, and the principle of free navigation with what it calls a reckless and grave threat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At last night's White House Hanukkah reception, the president referred to the horror of Bondi Beach, the massacre there, offering condolences to the Australian people.
And especially all those affected by the horrific and anti-Semitic terrorist attack, and that's exactly what it is, anti-Semitic, that took place on a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney. What a terrible, terrible thing.
Some of the 15 people who died have now been laid to rest. The one surviving suspect has been charged with 15 counts of murder. On Wall Street, Dow futures 91 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 97 points. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has some Christmas facts.
According to Lifeway Research, 91% of Americans say they will be celebrating on December 25th, although it's not clear that all of them understand what it is they are celebrating. Lifeway reports 72% of poll respondents believe that Christmas commemorates an actual historical event, but less than 1 in 4 say they could retell the Christmas story from memory. The YouVersion Bible app says a lot of people are reading the Christmas story this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Leading Jewish groups in the U.S. urge all Jewish organizations to ratchet up security at public events following the mass shooting attack on a Hanukkah celebration on a beach in Australia. Some experts advise that all Jewish public events in the coming days should be open only to those who have been screened after they pre-register. Meanwhile, Jewish leaders worldwide say they're going ahead with thousands of planned public menorah lightings and community Hanukkah celebrations, even as they look to their security. This is SRN News. Well, it's a real head-scratcher, leaving one to wonder why people do some of the terrible things they do.
A woman has been arrested for allegedly pushing razor blades into loaves of bread at two Walmart stores in Biloxi, Mississippi. The 33-year-old woman now facing charges of attempted mayhem. Customers reported finding razor blades in several loaves December 5th and 8th. Walmart has removed and inspected affected products and is fully cooperating with law enforcement. Fortunately, no one was injured. Jason Walker reporting.
The head of the FAA says he will not forget the 67 people who died when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. back in January. Brian Bedford vows not to allow operations in the airspace over the nation's capital to revert back to the way they were before the crash. More details, SRNNews.com.